I'm Veronica Dudo. Tonight on EWTN News Nightly, dealing with devastation. Dr. Ray Guarendi joins us to break down how to explain the tragic flooding in Texas to our children. Special visit, President Trump hosts several African leaders at the White House. Hear what they had to say. Clearing the way, the Supreme Court makes a major decision on President Trump's plan to shrink the federal workforce. And quite the lineup, we talked to one priest who had the honor of serving under not one pope, but six. These stories and more tonight.
From EWTN, the Global Catholic Network, this is EWTN News Nightly.
Thank you for being with us. Our top story tonight, the heartbreaking search in Texas. Using helicopters in the sky, boats on the river, and horses on tough terrain, crews are searching through the flood debris, hoping for the best, rescuing a survivor, but bracing for the worst, recovering a victim. More than 160 people are missing following the flash floods 5 days ago that laid waste to Texas Hill Country. At least 111 people are confirmed dead, and officials are seeking more information about those who were in the popular tourist destination over the July 4th weekend. The governor of Texas says the efforts will not stop until every missing person is accounted for. Amid this grueling search, aid groups from across the country are lending a hand. The World Central Kitchen is bringing supplies to survivors and rescue teams. It is working with local restaurants to source meals for the community. The Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Kerrville, Texas, has food, clothing, and hygiene items. The organization reports it is receiving donations from at least 20 states, plus Canada and Australia. For more, we turn to Mike Henke, Conference President of the Society of St. Vincent de Paul in Kerrville, Texas. Mike, thanks so much for being with us. First off, what are you seeing there on the ground?
Well, the areas next to the Guadalupe River have been hit very hard. It's amazing if you look at the damage that's there, the debris. It's incredible to think about how people have to search through that. Of course, the story is a tragedy for everybody.
Absolutely. Tell us about your efforts to provide assistance to so many there on the ground and, of course, how to balance that with the search and rescue missions that are ongoing.
Well, we're not involved at all in the search and rescue, and we're pretty much trying to respect what those folks do because their task is very hard. Our effort right now is largely in an accumulation phase. Neighbors, friends, strangers have been amazingly generous, and I think they really feel a need to try to help at this point in time. A lot of the folks that have been impacted, I think, are probably still stunned and are just trying to deal with what's in front of them. So the number of people coming to see us has not been great yet, but we expect that in the coming weeks it will be pretty tremendous.
Now, we have mentioned that you've received donations from around the world, including 20 states, as well as Australia and Canada. Tell us about the support coming into Central Texas amid this tragedy.
Well, that's been a surprise. We have a web page that's set up that is able to accept financial donations. Matter of fact, right now, it's probably more like 30 states. And it's not like we've advertised that. It's just, I think it speaks to the community that St. Vincent de Paul is, that a lot of folks around the world are familiar with what we do, but we know that the requests are going to come. So, and we're also stocked pretty well with in-kind donations. Just talked with a youth minister at our parish and a church in Beaumont, is getting ready to send a couple of 18-wheelers of in-kind donations, and we're trying to find places to store it all in the meantime.
Now, if any of our viewers would like to help, where can they go for more information?
Well, you can go to our website for our conference, and the address there is SVDP, like St. Vincent de Paul, ND for Notre Dame, which is the name of our parish, Kerr for Kerr County, .org. So it's all one word scrunched together, SVDP, ND, Kerr.org.
A great story of resiliency and kindness amid tragedy. Mike, thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
In times like these, we can see the true good of humanity coming together to help those in need who have lost so much. But still, long after the material losses are regained, the loss of life and the heartbreak it causes remains. In fact, such devastation can be difficult for many of us to comprehend, especially children who may struggle with understanding why things like this happen to good people and even to kids just like them. Joining us now is clinical psychologist Dr. Ray Guarendi, host of The Doctor Is In on EWTN. Dr. Ray, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Veronica.
How should parents or caregivers begin a conversation with children about tragic events like the flooding in Texas, especially when the victims may have been peers or even family members?
Dr. Peter Krafe says that kids ask tougher questions than grown-ups. This is one. Why would God let this happen? Depending on the age of the kid, Veronica, one way to approach it is to ask him some questions. Do you believe God loves you? Most kids will say yes. Do you believe God loves everybody? Most kids will say yes. Do you believe that God can do something to make this right? I don't know. Well, honey, if we believe that God is there and that he loves us, then he has a way to make it right. All we see is right now. That's all we see. We simply see how bad this was. And then we ask, wait a minute. Those kids were at a Bible camp. They were studying about God. And then he let this happen? Honey, bad things happen in the world we live in. This is not heaven. But if we trust God, we know that all we see is a little piece. He sees everything, and he will make it fair for all. Now, will they understand that? Come on, grown-ups don't even understand it. That's the problem. It comes down to trust. It really does. You got to say, look, God knows way more than I do about everything, and all I see is this little piece of life. He sees far beyond the horizon, and that's the only way we can explain it.
How can Catholic families balance psychological advice with spiritual practices like prayer, mass attendance, or lighting candles for the deceased when helping children process grief?
We believe that these children now, probably most of them, are going through some kind of purification. So whatever we can do to pray for them, to pray for their souls, to pray for their quick coming to God, will work. God told us that. He said he would do that. Now all we got to do is believe him. It comes down to that, Veronica.
Dr. Ray, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
The deadly flooding in Texas is becoming a source of division on Capitol Hill. Republican lawmakers are praising President Trump's quick response. Democrats are calling for investigations and hearings into the federal government's preparation and whether the tragedy could have been prevented. Capitol Hill correspondent Eric Rosales has the latest. Eric.
Well, good evening, Veronica. Yes, Democrats are honing in on the Trump administration's funding and staff cuts to the National Weather Service. They claim that the cuts may have prevented timely flood warnings that could have helped save lives. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer is demanding answers.
I asked for an investigation into what role, if any, the administration's staff cuts to local National Weather Service stations played in preparedness and response to the Texas tragedy.
And Senator Schumer wrote to the Commerce Department asking for information on whether reduced staffing impeded the Weather Service's ability to coordinate with local emergency officials in the area. Quote, "We have a responsibility to the American people to determine whether preventable failures contributed to this tragedy and to ensure that it never happens again."
We have to make sure that the resources are there to save people's lives, to prevent these kinds of tragedies, to make sure that the National Weather Service has all of the personnel and the resources that it needs to make the predictions and do the analysis that it needs to do.
Republicans tell me they're outraged. They defend the Trump administration while accusing Democrats of politicizing the catastrophic flooding and loss of life.
Unfortunately, some people can't resist playing politics even during a time of mourning and great tragedy. I think it would be more appropriate for them to join us in praying for those families who have lost young ones.
For Schumer, to come out with something like that is embarrassing. I'm embarrassed that I'm part of a Senate that's involved in something like that. Of course, I don't believe anything like that.
Republican Congressman Chip Roy, who represents the area impacted by the flooding, says investigations can wait. Right now, search efforts continue and bodies are still being recovered.
There's a lot of finger pointing going on in both directions politically. I'm not going to let this be politicized right now. We'll figure this out going forward.
Lawmakers do tell me that FEMA has enough resources to help with the recovery efforts right now and adds that Congress will handle requests for disaster assistance as they come in. President Trump is expected to visit the area on Friday along with Senator John Cornyn. At the Capitol, Eric Rosales, EWTN News Nightly.
When disaster strikes, there are spiritual needs that must be met as well. That's why tonight a prayer service will be held in Texas. And later in the show, we'll talk to the mayor who organized it about why he's doing it and what he hopes it provides to the victims and the community. New Mexico is dealing with flooding of its own after monsoon rain impacted the southern portion of the state. Dramatic video here shows a home floating away after torrential storms hit. The rain triggered a wave of water along the Rio Ruidoso, which rose from 2 feet to 20 feet in just 30 minutes. Emergency crews completed dozens of water rescues in the area, including people who were trapped in their homes and cars. The water receded by Tuesday night, and teams scoured the town to clear debris. We have a lot more still to come on EWTN News Nightly, including a private audience between the Pope and a president and how they hope to achieve peace in the three-year war. And he's worked with six popes and even some saints, but if you ask him, he's just a kid from the Bronx. We'll introduce you to the Monsignor who has such an incredible story. Donald Trump welcomed West African leaders for a meeting. They discussed everything from security and trade to critical minerals and efforts to end ongoing conflicts. The meeting also comes amidst U.S. cuts to international aid. White House correspondent Owen Jensen reports.
Good evening, Veronica. As President Donald Trump welcomed five African leaders to the White House today for lunch, in addition to the topics you just mentioned a moment ago, matters of faith also came up.
President Donald Trump sits down with the leaders of Liberia, Senegal, Gabon, Mauritania, and Guinea-Bissau.
All very vibrant places with very valuable land, great minerals, great oil deposits, and wonderful people.
West African countries are among the hardest hit by the closure of the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID.
And we have closed the USAID group to eliminate waste, fraud, and abuse, which was tremendous waste, fraud, and abuse.
President Trump says he wants to focus on trade instead. He and the other leaders also prioritized peace.
We want to work with the United States in peace and security within the region because we are committed to that.
Meanwhile, more letters on the way, posted on Truth Social for anyone to read. President Trump sending out more tariff notifications.
We have countries with tremendous deficits with us, where we have, you know, where we essentially lose a lot of money. And we are changing that around very rapidly, and I think it's about time somebody did it.
The president was also asked about a recent IRS ruling, clearing the way for faith leaders to talk politics.
I love the fact that churches can endorse a political candidate. I think so, because we have a lot of respect for the people that lead the church, for the pastors and the ministers and the rabbis and the all different leaders, all different religions, and people respect those people. And those people were not allowed to speak up. Now they're allowed to speak up.
President Trump also said during his meeting today with African leaders that at some point in the future, he would absolutely like to travel to Africa, and he'll be looking at his schedule. At the White House, Owen Jensen, EWTN News Nightly.
Pope Leo met with Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky at Castel Gandolfo. According to the Holy See press office, the conversation focused on ending hostilities in the war with Russia. The Holy Father expressed his sorrow for those lost in the conflict and praised efforts to release prisoners of war on both sides. Pope Leo says the Vatican remains open to hosting negotiations between Ukraine and Russia. Meanwhile, the war rages on as Russia fires more than 700 drones into Ukraine. President Zelensky says the city of Lutsk was the hardest hit, a region home to airfields used by the Ukrainian army. The Russian Defense Ministry says its forces took aim at Ukrainian air bases and that all designated targets were hit. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu spends another day in Washington, D.C. He shared the latest on movement toward a potential ceasefire in Gaza.
President Trump wants a deal, but not at any price. I want a deal, but not at any price. Israel has security requirements and other requirements, and we're working together to try to achieve it. Everything else that you hear and are being briefed on is folly.
The Prime Minister made the remarks following a meeting with congressional leaders, including Senate Majority Leader John Thune. The U.S. Supreme Court says President Trump can move forward with his plan to downsize the federal government. In an unsigned order, the court paused a lower ruling that blocked the administration's push to reduce the federal workforce. This follows an executive order the president signed in February aimed at slashing the size of federal agencies. The administration says it has the authority to make the cuts, while critics argue that Congress cannot be bypassed to do so. The Supreme Court has not ruled on the legality of the layoffs. Up next on EWTN News Nightly, a night of prayer in the Lone Star State. We talk to the mayor who organized a special service for those affected by the deadly floods. Plus, he's lived the life of few others. We talk to the Monsignor who's worked with six popes and even some saints. Times of devastation and heartbreak, as in Texas, the need for God can be felt in a very poignant way. That's why tonight the mayor of Beaumont, Texas, is organizing a prayer service for the entire community after the deadly floods in Texas. And we're happy to have the mayor himself, Roy West, join us on EWTN News Nightly tonight. Mayor Roy, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Well, thank you for covering this. This is such a heartbreaking story for our community, but certainly the state of Texas and beyond.
And there has been a lot of outpouring of love from around the world, and I'm sure there are so many people who are grateful to you for organizing the prayer service tonight. Can you talk a little bit about what inspired you to hold this?
Well, I'm a person of faith, and certainly here in Southeast Texas, I work a lot with the churches, and when this tragedy, this catastrophic disaster occurred, everybody was wanting to help. And, you know, you have to stagger who goes up there when, just because they can get overloaded with supplies and people being on the ground helping. And I just, several churches have had prayer services here locally, but I thought as a community that we needed to come together. So I brought, asked 10 different clergy from across the community to come in and help lead prayer at a large facility that we have here in town, to bring everybody on common ground and to realize that this is, you know, this is certainly something that has touched everybody. And with so many children being involved, that makes it even more tragic.
Now, people of all faiths are invited to the prayer service. Can you share with us the faith you have seen in the people of Beaumont and the greater Texas region during this time?
Well, incredible faith. And in Southeast Texas, but in Texas, when things happen, people just show up. They know their help is needed. And we had several people from this area that I know went to Kerrville and Hunt area on the next day that had skid steers and other heavy equipment that they knew would be needed just to volunteer their services. And I was talking to somebody a little bit earlier that's up there staying in the area. He took a skid steer up there and is able to help clear debris fields.
Are you expecting a large crowd tonight?
You know, it's hard to know exactly how many people will come just because this is not something that we do on a regular basis. But I would expect, based on, you know, we've shared it on social media and local media, and one of the CBS affiliate is going to be streaming it live on their YouTube and carry it in their news as well. So, you know, I know this is something that everybody is prayerful about, because there are so many families that, you know, have lost loved ones from Beaumont, but also a lot of families had children there or friends that were there in the area that were able to escape and have heard about the, you know, the how quickly the water rose and just how devastating it was.
And those not in Texas are still certainly sending prayers your way. Roy Rest, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
Pope Leo XIV celebrates Mass in the midst of God's creation. During the first Mass celebrated for the care of creation, the Holy Father called on those gathered to work together to uphold the dignity of God's world. The Mass was celebrated in the Laudato Si village, which he likened to a natural cathedral inspired by ancient Christian churches. Finally, tonight, a longtime Vatican diplomat has written a new book about his experience working with six popes. Monsignor Hilary Franco's story begins in the Bronx and chronicles a life of deep commitment to his faith and to the church. EWTN News Vatican correspondent Valentina Di Donato has more.
The Bronx. I'm a kid from the Bronx. One day I was in a deli in the Bronx. And there was a young man, you know, behind the counter. So I started talking about, you know. And then he looked at me and he said, Monsignor, I have to tell you something. There are only two places in the world, the Vatican and the Bronx. How do you like that?
Monsignor Hilary Franco knows how to make people feel instantly comfortable. This affable spirit is perhaps a result of his over 65 years serving the church, serving in the Vatican, and as a diplomat working closely under six popes. And just recently, he met the seventh, Pope Leo XIV, a fellow American.
I'm still under the emotion that I received on that day. You know, actually, I did not expect to be so long and so personal and so fatherly, I would say fraternally. And he said, why don't you sit? And we sat down, one across from the other, and we start talking about whatever we felt was important for us to know. Not only my life, naturally. We talked about the life of the church.
And it's that life of the church that he understands in such a unique way, serving not only the supreme pontiffs, but eventual saints as well.
I work with the popes, like beginning with, the, you know, Paul the Sixth, St. Paul the Sixth, and John Paul the Second, my friend, and I feel that they were saints while I was working with them. So even without the title of saints, like serving Mass when I was 20, Padre Pio. Having this sister, Mother Teresa, an unknown Mother Teresa, coming and to Rome for the first time.
Drawing on his deep knowledge and decades of service to the Catholic Church, when Monsignor Franco looks to Pope Leo, a man shaped by years of missionary experience, he sees a leader that appears to be in the right place at the right time.
We have sparks of peace, you know, in Russia. We have sparks of peace in China. We have sparks of peace even in Iran. But we have 55 wars raging across the globe. No one is talking about the rest. So we need a really powerful way of understanding how can, through diplomacy, reach a, I would say, an enduring peace. We tried in the past, you know, but did we succeed? I hope that in the future, through our diplomacy, and especially through the efforts of our new Pope, we might succeed. We will succeed.
In Rome, Valentina Di Donato for EWTN News Nightly.
Spiritu Sancti, discendat super vos et maniat semper.
One programming note, tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern, EWTN will do a special rosary for all those impacted by the deadly floods in Texas. It will be led by our own Father Patrick. Again, a special rosary tomorrow at 9 a.m. Eastern here on EWTN. We thank you for watching tonight. Remember, you can follow us on social media, Facebook, X, and Instagram at EWTN News Nightly. I'm Veronica Dudo. Good night and God bless.